Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Kettlebells. Today I'm on the podcast solo to give you some date ideas. So, it's been a crazy year, right? A lot of us have been stuck inside, or our options have been so restrictive with COVID, whether that be restaurant capacity or just traveling in general. And you've got to get really creative when it comes down to dating your spouse, dating your partner. And so I just wanted to jump on and share with you guys some of the things that Devin and I do, being busy and having three small kids, having a business, being restrictive with COVID, because, you know, that's going to continue. But I think that it's important for me to first start this podcast with saying that, you know, it is a struggle for Devin and I to carve out time every week or every month to date each other. But we both have made it such a priority. So I want to share some of the things that we do in hopes to give you some advice for you next time you're planning a date night, or you and your partner are really just in need of some connection time. And this may give you some creative ideas. So first thing is stepping outside of the box and thinking about date night. So I used to always say, okay, date night is a movie, dinner, it's getting a babysitter, and it's going out and doing it at nighttime, right? And typically on the weekends. But that was more challenging to me than I could even keep up with, because of course I'm working all week, and then by the time I get to the weekend, either A, I don't feel like going out and getting dinner, or B, like I don't have a babysitter because I've just had a nanny all week and I just feel like I need to spend the time with the kids. So I started to reshift my mindset and say, like, hey, what could we squeeze in during the week when maybe we already have coverage for our kids? And what could we do that's even in the house that doesn't require a babysitter? So two things that Devin and I started doing, and again, we are not perfect. So although it has been my 2021 goal to date Devin every week or do a date with Devin every week, I certainly have not mastered that yet. My goal is to master that by the end of the year. That's how I look at resolutions and goals. A couple things that we've done is I have started to put time on our calendars during the week to go grab a quick bite of lunch together, or grab coffee before we go into the office, or plan to leave work a little bit early and go grab a drink next door, or go do something, whether it's not drinks or alcohol, go do something really quickly before we go home with the kids. And it's just that quick connection that we can get. Another thing that I personally love doing with Devin, and this is going to vary by person by person, couple by couple, is I love working out next to him. I don't necessarily love working out with him at our home gym where he's like in charge of the music and the temperature and the workout, but I love going to Burn Boot Camp with him because we can just push each other, and someone else is telling us what to do, and there's no competitive spirit when it comes to that, but we definitely push each other, and it's just kind of that fun time for us to connect. So like I said, I started to reframe what a date could look like, and it took the pressure off of me of constantly finding a babysitter, feeling the guilt of leaving my kids after I've been working all week. And it allowed us to have a little bit more of that connection time outside of work. Now, I realize Devin and I obviously are both our own business owners, and we can create our schedule. We have much more flexibility. So if you're listening to this and maybe your job is a little bit more rigid where you can't come in a little late or leave a little bit early and you don't have that flexibility in the lunch hour, one thing that you could do that Devin and I did start doing was just date nights in our home. So I actually had a podcast with a marriage counselors. It was a couple, and they gave me this great idea of like, hey, date night could just be a picnic in your backyard, or you get takeout and you rent a movie and you just still do something different outside of your norm. And then after your kids have gone to bed, you guys can, you know, go outside and eat dinner on your back porch, on your patio, or again, like a picnic outside if weather permits. But it's just something different. And it's not that everyday mundane Friday, Saturday night thing that you're doing. So that's something that we've really held on to is, you know, what could we do that's different, whether it's takeout or we play rummy together. And so that's another thing is like, it doesn't always have to be centered around technology. And I found that when I would start watching a movie with him, then I would like creep on my phone a little bit and get distracted. And like, cause I'm in my home, right? And I'm in my comfortable space. So we started planning activities that didn't really involve watching TV or being around our technology. And right around like Thanksgiving, Christmas time, we just got back into playing Rummy together. I don't know if you guys play Rummy, but it's a game that we used to play back at home in Michigan. I don't know if it's a Midwest thing or what, but that's a lot of fun. And it kind of just checks us out from everything else that's going on. And it allows Devin and I to be competitive again. But board games, as silly as it sounds, you guys, it's so much fun. Like, I would challenge you to go buy a couple board games or a deck of cards and learn something new with your spouse. And, you know, doing that every once in a while is just a lot of fun. And it's a good way to connect and just remember like the silly fun that you guys can have together. So definitely scheduling date nights that are outside of that normal window of weekends and evenings and fitting it into your work schedule. If you can leave a little early, come a little late, or go out and meet each other at lunch and have that time together where you don't have to worry about the kids. You don't have to worry about a babysitter. And then it's doing fun stuff at home, right? So again, having the picnic, getting takeout so neither one of you are eating, you know, or making dinner. And it's just stress-free and the kids are already upstairs. They're in bed. Of course, you guys, this is my life because I have young kids. So they go to bed 7:30. I know some of you guys that are listening to this, like your kids are a little bit older. And so maybe that's not an option. And I definitely am just sharing what I do and the creativity that I've gotten to. But I realize that it's not as easy sometimes when the kids are in the house. But hey, if they're having a sleepover, like how can you take advantage of that? Or if they have friends over, like how can you take advantage of kind of getting aside and doing some fun things with your spouse? So, you know, as the weather's getting nicer, summer is coming, it's going for a walk together. It's, you know, if you have access to a lake, it's maybe renting a boat, or if you have a boat, it's just doing different activities outside of the norm has been really fun for us. And I like that I put a goal for us to do something every week, even if it's something small. Like I said, my go-to is, hey, let's make sure we work out together on Friday and kick off the weekend right, or let's go Saturday morning and kick off the weekend right, and just kind of set that tone of we're not working anymore, we're just having fun, we're taking care of ourselves, and we're setting the tone for our weekend. So guys, I hope that helps you, that gives you some options when it's time to date your spouse. But I think it's very important, you know, especially if you guys do work together or you're not able to connect a lot outside of, you know, the everyday life of the kids' schedules and what's going on with the kids' schools. And maybe you guys are constantly talking about work when you have free time, and just getting out of your normal routine, your normal atmosphere allows you guys to talk and dream together again. I think that was something very interesting that I realized that in this last year, like I haven't dreamed, right? And Devin and I used to love to like just carve out time to like really set a vision for our life and for our business and for just personal goals. And we've been so caught up in this whole COVID and pandemic and frankly just surviving, right? That we didn't take the time to actually dream and hear what each other, how we're doing each other and hear how each other are doing and what our passions are and what our goals are and what our dreams are and how we can support each other. And so that's why I do think it's important to set aside that time to have those conversations, because that way if there are issues in your marriage or there are things that you guys need to talk about, you're not just keeping it in and waiting until it gets to a head and then exploding. It's like you're having that normal cadence of just being with each other and kind of forgetting about the other responsibilities and duties that you have in life. So I encourage you to date your spouse. I encourage you to put time on each other's calendars, talk about it, make it a priority. Even if it's 5 minutes or 5 hours, make it a priority to spend some time with the one that you love. Let them know that it means a lot to you, that quality time. And another great thing with this pandemic, we did get to do one time was a staycation. So if you're afraid to leave your kids, because I know how hard that is as well, or maybe, you know, since travel is tougher right now, getting on an airplane or going overseas, going internationally, it's definitely not as easy as it once was. And so is there a really cute little swanky hotel that you can book yourself a night, and then therefore you're not away from your family for too long, or you're not too far away in case you need to get back to them? So that's another great way to just kind of disconnect for 24 hours, allow yourself to check out of all the other duties that you have and just go somewhere local, because I'm sure the hotels definitely need the business and you deserve it. You deserve a little bit of that time together to just reconnect and remember why you guys love each other and why you guys make such a good team. So go schedule some time with your spouse today. Go take action. And let me know if you guys have done any fun things. And yeah, come over and follow along with me on Instagram, morgan.a.klein. And we'll put some fun little posts out there of what you can do and what you're doing that's fun for date night. So thank you guys, as always, for listening. Hope you have a wonderful day. And we'll talk to you later.